This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. We're delighted you're in class. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running, 605-477-3249. I'm practicing to do those commercials where they tell you the terms and conditions at the end. And they read off seven paragraphs in 4 seconds. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Thank you, Vincent. What's going on that makes you in such a good mood this morning? What's going on?
Well, I was thinking about Lucille, and how many people are going to adapt the term Lucille to their lexicon. And Lucille was the former wife of a guy named Negan. And Negan is one of the evil characters in The Walking Dead. So when Negan comes up, when he needs to teach a group of people a lesson, you know, show them the way it needs to be, he will, he has a baseball bat, you know, Louisville Slugger. And the business end is wrapped in barbed wire, stapled on. And so he'll get a group of people together, and he'll explain to them, you know, how things should be done, very briefly. Lucille comes out. Oh, by the way, Lucille is the name of his business baseball bat with the barbed wire. And he just whacks whoever it is that he needs to teach a lesson to. The problem is they never survive the lesson. And so the whole, it's really for the whole group. And I'm wondering how many people are going to start using the term Lucille.
Well, Little Richard used to sing that song. And
yes.
I mean, you know, Lucille? Yeah, I mean, it's goes way back.
Yeah. So I was thinking about Lucille, and I'm looking at simultaneously at a an article on the Internet. And it's about this driverless Tesla, a Model 3 Tesla, not Model 1 or 2, but Model 3. And this car is cruising down the road without a driver, the wrong way, because it was being summoned by its owner using a smartphone application. So this guy or gal wants to get his car or her car, and it's parked somewhere. And all he has to do is take out his phone, bring up the app, hit the come here button, and the car will find the owner. Now, I see a lot of problems with this, and I thought I would bring them up because I absolutely am against driverless cars. I absolutely. Now, if we have a subway and there's a driver on the subway, you know, an engineer running the subway car, and it's on a track and it can't go left or right, it's going to go where it goes because that's where the track is. I understand that. But I still think there should be someone at the at the front, at the controls, in case something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I object to these automobiles driving and trucks driving down the road without a pilot, a human pilot. So in order to help people understand how dangerous this could be, I'm going to say something that people are going to be really upset about. But I'm going to do it anyway. And this is my opinion. We all know about improvised munitions, right? All right. So the only way I can think of stopping this insanity of driverless vehicles is to let people think about this. What if, and I'm not suggesting this happen, I'm telling you this so it does not happen. What if someone packed one of these driverless Teslas with something? Something bad. Maybe something that goes boom or bang or leaks or catches on fire and sends it someplace. I'm talking about a driverless kamikaze. I believe that if we can summon these things with a smartphone app, they can be used as a weapon of terror. So maybe some of these greedy, bribe-taking, moral compassless lawmakers listening will understand that it's their fault. It's their fault for allowing these driverless vehicles on the road. They let this happen. They are guilty of letting this happen because it did not have to happen. We did not have to have driverless vehicles. There are all kinds of rules for how vehicles get piloted down the road. And I just had to pass a test to prove that I was capable of doing this.
I could add a comment on this. I watched how Cadillac decided it was going to make things more convenient, like you didn't have to roll a window up, that you didn't have to know which channel to find your radio station. It would do a search for you. And these little conveniences of antenna that would go up and down rather than it was a mounted antenna. I remember the more things that were put on that automobile to make it convenient, how much more it made to repair it. And the whole orientation of convenience was to create the need for repair for the convenience. And that for everything that you got that made things easier also had a downside of making things inconvenient. And when you look at technology and the way it's developed over the century, everything is a weapon first. Before any other application, it's a weapon. And what you've just described is another concept in weapons. And the more we develop these technologies, the more isolated individuals become in terms of broader-based knowledge of needing to interface with other experts. Because we become so limited in our own areas of expertise, to interface with somebody else is exactly where they've divided and conquered us. And the idea of being able to be self-sufficient now requires more than one person.
Okay, we have a... let's add to that. So in the shop right now, in our son's shop, where he services local vehicles, and people realize that he knows what he's doing, and his peers... Well, not his peers. People who try to do the same thing don't. I saw on the workbench, I went into the shop last night after hours, and I saw a drain plug for an oil pan. And there's a Chevy Cruze on the lift. And I saw next to it two brand new drain plugs that fit the same vehicle. And I didn't ask him about this. He doesn't even know I'm talking about this. And the reason that they're there, the new ones, is because whoever serviced the oil change last time, rounded off the drain plug, so you can't easily remove it or replace it properly with a wrench or a socket. And can you imagine that? Now, when I remove a drain plug, I try, whenever I can, I go through the extra effort of using a six-point socket, because that's what the drain plugs are. They have 6 points. And that six-point socket or six-point wrench fits the best. I don't use the open inside. I use the box inside. And I try to find a six-point socket or a six-point wrench, so I don't strip or round off the head of the drain plug. Well, this thing was rounded, so the only way you could get it off would be with a pair of vice grips. That means the only way you could put it back on is with a pair of vice grips, which means that you really can't tighten it the proper amount because you really don't have the right tool. So he bought replacements. Now, why? There's a whole drawer that has lots of parts like this in his shop. Why? Because the previous, we'll call it a mechanic, but I'm using that term loosely, does not know how to remove a drain plug. One of the things I want to talk about tomorrow when I do a 1 hour part of USA Prepares, talking about, you know, tips, the way I do things, I'll be talking about these millennials and how expensive they are. And there was a call that went into an auto parts store. Our son frequents auto parts stores a lot, and they deliver here as well. And call came in from the Walmart tire and lube department, and they needed an oversized drain plug. Why? Because the guy who was changing the oil over-tightened the drain plug on somebody's car and stripped the threads. Now, how is that possible? Well, it's really easy, because the guy who was at Walmart used an impact gun that used to remove lug nuts off wheels with up to 500 foot-pounds of torque. He used that to tighten the drain plug and stripped it right off. And while that call came in, the guy said, "Oh, he did it again. We need another one." The same guy, while the call's being made, saying, "You moron, why did you do that?" did it again. And I'm going to tell you some stories about that, like that, tomorrow. Tomorrow you won't believe what I'm going to tell you about the millennials and how expensive they are because of their ignorance. Not all of them, just too many of them. And, Rick, we're talking about these conveniences that the GDP, the generally dumb public, seem to love. And let's contrast that. When I grew up in the 1950s, in the 1960s, we had a thermostat in our house. One thermostat. And it was made by a company called Honeywell. And it had a bimetal spring, if you will, a coil spring. And it would expand or contract based on the temperature. And you could just turn a dial left or right, and the heat would either come on or go off at a specific temperature period, and that's it. And it worked for years. It worked from the 60s probably until today. Do you think a modern thermostat will last that long? I doubt it. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I want to make this perfectly clear for those who are in the government who are sort of paying attention. The war on terror in the United States that we all know about by our alleged representatives is being circumvented by driverless vehicles and drones. Why? Why do we need driverless vehicles? Tell me, please, why? I'd really like to know. Rick?
Well, if you're an alcoholic and you're stumbling home at night, there's that part. But actually, pattern recognition and the idea of driver, you know, not having to make judgment is actually, you know, putting that responsibility onto a machine is it's not the way I would like to live.
Rick, what you're saying is an irresponsible person who is inebriated, drunk, should not be behind the wheel of a vehicle, should not be behind the wheel of a truck, should not be operating a train or a bus. That person, because of that irresponsible behavior, that pattern of behavior, if you will, we can fix that by putting them in a vehicle that drives itself.
Well, that would be the only reason I could think would be why somebody, unless, of course, you're too tired to drive and you're going home and you just like to listen to some music while you go home. You know, the whole thing is wrong in terms terms of separation of responsibilities of what, and, you know, actually I was told driving was not your right. It was a privilege.
It's a privilege. We were all told.
Yeah, and that there was with privileges assumed responsibilities for having that as a privilege, not a right. And that edge between the one and the other has now gotten to such a point where the irresponsibility part is left to the decision of a machine.
Well, I think you hit the nail right on the head, Rick. I really mean that, because I'm reading between the lines. Tell me if I'm wrong here, but we're saying that we humans have to apply to the government for their permission to have the privilege to drive a vehicle.
It's the distinction between a natural and civil law.
Okay, but let me finish.
Natural law is you can do anything you damn well want to. But civil law means that you give up some of your natural rights for order and rather than chaos. And when you do that and you agree to agree or disagree in terms of who gets to do what on what, you know, the idea that you're captain and commander of your land and you can do anything that you want to, there are countries like Costa Rica that acknowledge that. Whereas in America, if you're mistreating your animals on your property, you don't have the right to do that. Even though they're your animals and it's your property, you do not have the right to abuse an animal. Now, which one is right, Costa Rica or the United States? Well, I believe that there are certain laws that are above other laws. And that one of which is the way you treat an animal, as like you would a human being. And other people would disagree, saying, oh, well, they're just animals. They're not human. And the idea of leaving that decision to a machine because you're too tired or you do not have the awareness necessary to exhibit that responsibility, that's the idea of the distinction between natural and civil law, and why we have civil law so that groups of people can have order rather than chaos.
Well,
it's a philosophical thing. But
yeah.
The idea of convenience, you know, the first thing that's going to happen is that any development like this, including the convenience of a motor that will roll your window up or down, the first thing that's going to happen is it's going to be used as a weapon. Before any other thing is going to happen, it will its first application will be that of a weapon. And,
all right, we'll be right back. Rick, we're going into a break. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Developments in the story of some Americans
who were ambushed by drug cartel members south of the border earlier this week. The man who was detained by Mexican authorities in connection with the murders of those 9 American women and children is no longer considered a suspect. Ruth Warner is a relative of the victims who were members of a fundamentalist Mormon community.
I heard about what was going on with my brother and his family and my cousins, and I literally couldn't breathe. I was so devastated for them and for what they're going through.
Again, prosecutors now say the man they had initially arrested was not part of the ambush of those victims. The federal government's expected to ban flavored vape products soon, perhaps before today is over. The move coming as more than 1,600 people have contracted lung illnesses linked to vaping, and more than 30 of them have died. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, class, and we're talking about something I think is very, very serious. So if you're wondering why USA Preparers is discussing something like the Tesla driverless vehicles, these vehicles that can you can summon them by pressing a button on your smartphone and have that vehicle show up and come to you because you're too fat or too lazy or too stupid to find your vehicle. Not smart enough to remember where you parked it. That kind of thing. Oh, I can come to you. Well, I think that we should hold all politicians, personally, let me say it a different way, personally, responsible for damage, injuries, and deaths caused by the use of these driverless vehicles. Now, when you push that button on your smartphone and that Tesla Model 3 comes to you, that's a driverless vehicle. There's nobody driving that thing. There's nobody saying turn left, turn right, a little slower, a little faster. Ease up on the accelerator. Step on the brake. No, that's happening. It's doing it by itself. Now, as Rick and I have been talking about, for humans to operate a vehicle, we have been told from day one, that it was a privilege. It's a privilege. When we went for our driver's test, went for our driver's exam when we were 16 and a half or 17, whatever the age may be in your particular state, whenever that was, it's a privilege. They beat that into our heads. But it seems that for a machine, it's not a privilege, it's a right. So these Tesla driverless vehicles have a right to be there. Okay. If they have a right to be there, then why is it that I don't have a right to allow excessive pollution to come out of my vehicles, my gas or my diesel vehicles? Why is that? Because I don't have a right to pollute excessively. I have an obligation, a moral obligation, to reduce the pollution as much as possible and eliminate it if I could, but I can't. It's impossible to do that. Rick?
I feel that our values are seriously changing from the Gen X to the millennials to the old farts like you or me. And I am concerned because the values are going to destroy our world. The way that Gen X's drive, always in a hurry, and me first, and look what I did. I got in line in front of you. I was behind you, and now I'm in front of you. What competitiveness is necessary in driving where there isn't courtesy and respect? I watched this media news yesterday of a woman that was riding her bicycle, and as the President Trump motorcade went by her, she flipped him the finger. And she was immediately fired from her job. And 2 years later, because of her flipping the finger, she was elected by a group of people as a representative of their community. Now, I don't approve or disapprove of Trump per se. I don't have much of a feeling on him because I have no respect for him. I didn't vote for him. I actually, in fact, voted against Hillary Clinton. I didn't vote for Trump because the kinds of people that are now running our country in all levels are so disrespectful that they do not amplify or reflect my moral codes of ethics or my rules of conduct. Even if you don't like somebody, you're civil. What has happened to those concepts and values? And you see it in the technology that is available, the convenience of overriding somebody else. There is a video out on a robot that is a small arms expert. You throw the robot a pistol and or a large carbine rifle, and it knows how to use it in full Monty. And it shows how it has been programmed algorithms to distinguish a human being from a target. Now, imagine that in an automobile that is now hackable. And everything is broken. That's how the light gets in. And with everything broken, anybody can hack almost anything now. And that's why everything is broken. It's not about convenience anymore. It's about values and moral codes of ethics.
Rick, let me share something with you. You're talking about values. USA Prepares, one of the things that we do is we talk about things that have happened in our lives. And we share these stories. And the reason we share these stories is it's not so our class can say, the instructors are saying, look at me. No, that's not what we're doing. The reason that we tell these stories, and I'm speaking specifically of me for certain, is so that I can share with you things that have happened so that you can say, wow, I guess I'm not the only one. It happens to Vin, too. All right? So here's a story. It's about morals and values. So I received an email from a man, who is a broadcaster on a radio network that carries USA Prepares. Now, it is not Genesis Communications Network. That is not the network that this guy appears on. But I'm on the network that he is on. Okay? But it's not GCN. And this guy sent me an email, and it had the F word in it, right up front in the email. And the recipients of this email were several people, including a former nun. Smoke was coming out of my ears. I was livid. Livid that this guy had the gall, the nerve, the carelessness, the recklessness to send me an email, someone he's never met, with this profanity in it. Whether it's a quote from somebody else or not, it does not matter. So this guy sends me this email. I counted to maybe one. And I fired off a response. And I included everyone that he sent this out to. And I said, don't send me any more. I'm paraphrasing. I don't approve of this. I don't want to hear it. I don't want anything from you. Don't send me any more emails. I'm offended. That was my message to him. So what does he do? A little time goes by, he sends me another one. And I say, respond to everybody that he sent it to. I let them all know. This guy doesn't get it. So this is your second notice. Do not send me any more emails. I guess you didn't get the first response. But I got communiques from other people who received the email from him. They received my response, and they commented on my response to him and them, saying, don't send me any more emails. Okay? He did it again a couple days ago. So I responded, like, I don't think you understand. Don't send me any more emails. And I deleted the line where I typed in, or, and save me the effort of blocking you. But I removed that from the email. And I sent it out to everybody else. And I got a phone call from someone who received my email. And he said, you know, how come you take exception to this guy, and you will not tolerate his use of profanity, but yet you don't dress me down because I use profanity once in a while? And I said to him, I bite my tongue. So let me ask you this. I said, so do you think that when someone uses profanity, it increases their argument, or do you think it decreases their argument as to what they're trying to say? Does it decrease the value of it? He said, in his words, so much, it lessens the argument. And I said, right. End of discussion. So what I tried to say is, you know, when someone's F this, F that, that really doesn't make the argument any stronger. It weakens it. And I'm not going to be part of it.
It's the concept of anonymity. And it's when I send a bunch of bikers to his doorstep that he gets the full money of the message.
Yeah, and this profanity.
He wants to be offensive. Try this out for offensiveness.
Well, here's the point, and you said this in so many words, that we are losing our moral compass, or we have lost it, and politicians are now using profanity as if it is a normal way of discourse. It is not. It's not acceptable. Anyone who uses profanity, I don't want anything to do with them. I certainly don't want them representing me. And this Katie Hill gal, who is involved in these sex trysts, her husband and another woman, you know, a threesome. You think I want her making laws that relate to me or anyone like that? And like Willie, little Willie, in the White House. You've heard it. Oh, what he does in private, you know, it doesn't affect, you know, his ability to be a great president, little Willie. No. Really? So he's having sex in the Oval Office?
And it's a power thing of uniqueness, and look what I can do.
Right, right. And look what I can do is a thread that goes through everything little Willie does, like getting a haircut on an airplane and holding up traffic, right? Because he wants to meet with someone, and or Al Gore, and they're holding up traffic on the runway because they want to talk to somebody, and they're important. How about the guy who's trying to fly his little Cessna, and Air Force One is going to be in the area, and they make him move miles and miles and miles out of his way because Air Force One's there? How about that? Or how about if he wants to land on the airstrip, and Air Force One is there because little Willie's getting a haircut?
Well, that's the whole concept of the amendment. You know, all people have equal rights under the law. Have equal rights, no matter if you're a criminal or you're a lawmaker. Equal rights under the law.
Well, Rich Sheehan has been saying it for years, and he's so right. But it's so, first time, second time, 12th time you hear it, it's hard to understand. But the point is, if they can do it, meaning the lawmakers, the police, the alleged representatives, if they can do it, then you should be able to do it. Whatever it is. Whatever it is.
Equal
and
rights.
As soon as that happens, they're going to have to stop because they'll realize how bad it will get. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, when I was 17, I had the honor of earning a job as a submarine sandwich maker. And I thought it was so cool because not everybody got to have a job. And I was offered a job, and I would make submarine sandwiches. I would peel the lettuce, slice the lettuce in a meat slicer, slice onions in the meat slicer, clean the meat slicer, slice the meats, you know, from the holes like a delicatessen would if you went to buy sliced deli meats and cheeses. I'd slice all that, and I got to mop the floor with a wet mop. I got to wash the windows. I got to fill the soda machine. I got to do it all, serve the customers. And when I arrived at work in my car, I would park not in the first spot, not in the second spot, not in the third or fifth spot. I'd park on the other side of the parking lot so that the customers could have the best spots because they were the customers. Did you have an experience, anything like that? It was an honor, because I was able to, as an employee, that was my first job as an employee. I was an entrepreneur before that. But I actually got paid and could buy money. I could earn money to pay for gasoline and fixing my car and replacing the broken parts when I raced my car on the weekends. Did you have an experience like that?
I'm going to step back for a minute. I'm appalled at what I'm looking at just in the news this morning and what ABC and CBS and NBC consider important to the public and why they choose one thing over another to talk about and feature as the most important thing going on right now. I don't know if you've noticed at all, but our news reporting is at an all-time low, in my opinion. I have never been so embarrassed for reporters and what they think are important to report to the public. And I'm changing gears here and moving it up a bit and stating that nothing that is being told us in the media is real. Why? And who is doing that, and for what intent? It's like the automobiles and putting gizmos on them that are not needed and will, in fact, put us backward technologically in terms of awareness and skill sets. It is appalling what they're doing to our children. What I feel is the single most important natural resource in America. I'm watching the fires in California and recognizing that the reason that they're out of control and burning so hot is the aluminum oxide that has been deployed on all the trees from the chemtrails. What are the chemtrails for? Are they to try to help global warming? Global cooling? What exactly is going on with the so-called Carbon Act? And what is that all about in terms of our environment? And do you think that even someone as smart as me understands what's going on? I have no clue. I can tell you I have no idea why they are deploying aluminum oxide in our atmosphere. But I can tell you that all the trees are coated now with aluminum oxide, and why the forests, when they burn, are so much hotter than a normal forest fire that they're out of control. I can say there is some idea that they're doing this with intent to somehow deploy a reason for moving citizens from one part of California to another. I can say that because that's obviously what's happening down there. I can tell you that 5G technology is more dangerous than nuclear energy and deploying a nuclear weapon in the atmosphere for a firestorm. And yet nobody is reporting that or talking about that in the media at all. How dare them in terms of educating our media, and I'm pointing my fingers at ABC for withholding Snowden reports and the guy, the pedophilia that's going on in America as a regular situation. It's just, I don't know where to begin with all of this except to say that it's no wonder the value systems of Gen X and the millennials are changing. And look at what we're getting as a result in terms of accidents. How many cars do you see where the tailgating is a way of life? Why?
Okay. All right. Well, how about this? How about ABC spiking the Jeffrey Epstein,
That's Clinton, exactly what I was
Prince
referring to. What
Andrew
gives them the right to do something like that? Yeah. And to withhold that information because why? Oh, you know, I would absolutely recommend everyone boycott ABC.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.